Ross Clifford is my guest once again this morning. Good morning to you, Ross.
Good morning, Rodney.
I hope you're feeling well today.
I'm sparkling, mate. I couldn't feel better, to tell you the truth. It's a great day.
Very, very good. Now, today, I mean, we set you an assignment last week, and today you're going to give us just a short piece of advice, I believe.
Yes, Rodney. Look, often, you know, we play roles as mentors for people, don't we? Or, you know, some of us are life coaches, and all of us do that for our children, but many of us do it for other people and friends. We seek to mentor, encourage, coach them. And so the question is, Rodney, if you could give someone one piece of advice in coaching them or being their mentor and encourager, what would it be in a sentence? And I'm taking this one piece of advice from what C.S. Lewis, that great writer, apologist who gave us the Narnia tales and Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis learnt this piece of advice from Father Adams, who was an Anglican priest in England, and it stayed with him. And mate, this piece of advice is simple. Have patience with God, patience with your neighbour, and patience with yourself. If you're on the journey of faith, if you're wanting to grow, then be patient with God, neighbour, and yourself. And I really think that's fantastic advice.
Ross, hearing that, I'm thinking a lot of people could do with hearing that, myself included, because I don't see a lot of patience around about us. We want everything now, and we have expectations of people. We're not prepared to wait.
Look, absolutely true, Rodney. And, you know, we get on the journey of faith, and we think, oh, I'm going to become like this sort of overnight, and we get angry with ourselves, and where are you, God? And, I mean, why hasn't this transformation happened, or this gone from my life, or whatever? And as someone used to say to me, God may appear to be slow, but he is never late. We've got to be patient with God. He's teaching us things, and through the roller coaster of life, we learn things, and he has it all, you know, worked out. So the first thing is, if you're on the journey of faith, be patient with God. I mean, the transformation, the change, the things that you expect, and understanding his will, or you know, getting into that ministry that you feel he's calling you to, may not be there overnight. It's important to be patient, to relax, take a deep breath. Be patient with God. He's in control. He may appear to be slow, but he's never late. He'll get you there when he wants you to get there. Be patient.
And being patient with our neighbour is an interesting one, because we tend to hold others up to the standards that we can't reach ourselves.
Yeah,
and when they don't get there, we're calling for their blood almost.
Yeah, so true. And Rodney, I think one of the things is to always remember that many of our neighbours are walking miracles, including ourselves. Where would they be apart from the grace of God? And you know, we take a cuff half empty approach, don't we? We see all the faults in our neighbour, and we say, oh, wouldn't they get on with that? I wish they'd change there. And when will they learn? Rather than thinking, look what God's already done in their life. Look at the things that have taken place. And, you know, as Martin Luther used to say, how long have I been a Christian? He would say, as of yesterday. And what he was saying is that when I look at myself now and how much I've grown, I think, could I have really been a Christian back then? Of course I was. But it's a question of growth. And the same for our neighbour. Be patient with your neighbour. See God's hand upon them and the mighty things that have taken place. And just give, you know, them time to grow and to be the people God's called them to be. And you're quite right. In this consumer age, we expect God to act now. We expect our neighbour to do everything that's meant to be right now. Won't they ever learn anything? We cry out, you know, haven't I said this to you 50 times? Be patient.
We do sweat the small stuff. A good mate of mine used to say years ago, who's going to know in 100 years?
And I
often use that as a filter. When I'm getting hung up about something, I'm thinking, is this really going to matter in 100 years? Is this something of lasting importance? And if it's not, let's reassess whether we're, you know, going to worry about it or not. So that's good advice, that patience of waiting for God to act, and also showing a bit of kindness to our neighbours by expecting them to travel a journey just the same as we are.
That's right. And then, of course, to be patient with yourself. And that's often the hardest thing, isn't it? I mean, that doesn't mean we don't acknowledge our failures, and doesn't mean we don't confess those, and doesn't mean that sometimes, you know, we get angry with ourselves about, you know, what we know we're doing and it's wrong. But, mate, Rodney, stop beating ourselves up all the time. You know, we're a work in progress. I mean, God's hand is upon us. And sometimes we've got to say, yeah, look, I've failed here, I've made a mistake here, but be patient with yourself. Come, you know, before the Lord and ask him for forgiveness and his hand and his spirit and his transformation. Don't beat yourself up too much. I mean, I think that's a big mistake. Be patient with God, patient with your neighbour, be patient with yourself, give yourself space, constantly see the miracle that is at work. God's at work in your life, other people's lives, your friends' lives. Celebrate that. Be a cup half full person in that regards. And I think that's one of the best advice. And for your kids and for those around about you, those you love, express patience towards them and be patient yourself in your relationships with them. I don't think I've come across a better piece of advice, Rodney, for good, solid, mature Christian growth, for being on that journey of faith.
Oh, yeah, I think we should all try and put a little of that into practice over the next week. But speaking of next week, what are we going to be talking about then?
Look, the big issue, Rodney, across the country is euthanasia. Euthanasia. And so many people, I think, live in fear of death today and fear of nursing homes and the like. Euthanasia is just sweeping this nation. It's something we feel we all ought to have the right to. Is it good? Is it where we ought to go? Is it where people of faith, put their hand up for? Is that where we stand on euthanasia? I don't think it is. So let's talk about euthanasia next week.
Okay, Ross, thanks for your company today. I look forward to chatting to you this time next week.
Be patient, my friend.